Shalom and welcome to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast that goes through the whole Bible in a year. We follow along with the weekly Torah portions and read daily from the Torah, the prophets, the writings, and the apostles. If you want to learn more about the podcast or connect with us online, find us at dailybreadmoms.com. There you'll find information about the journal. That's the Bible reading plan that we use, which Bible translation we use, and how to contact us. You'll also see information about how you can support the podcast by becoming a patron and how we can connect with you more. We've got some new things for our sweet patrons and are excited to let you hear from us in more ways beyond the daily Bible readings. So find us at dailybreadmoms.com. We look forward to connecting with you. Let's get to our podcast episode for today. Shalom, it's Johanna here, your reader today. And today is Sunday, the 28th of April, and the 20th of Nisan on the Hebrew calendar. We are on the sixth day of Passover and day five of the Omer. And today we're going to be reading some more Passover-related readings from the Torah, and we're starting in Exodus 34, verse 1 through 26. Before we begin our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for His word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to His people Israel and to all peoples through His Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. The Lord said to Moshe, "Carve for yourself two tablets of stone like the first ones, and I will write upon them the words that were on the first tablets, which you broke. Be ready by the morning. Come up to Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me, there on top of the mountain. No one is to come up with you, and do not let anyone be seen throughout the entire mountain. Even the flocks and herds must not graze in front of that mountain." So he carved two tablets of stone like the first. Then Moshe rose up early in the morning, went up onto Mount Sinai as the Lord had commanded him, and took in his hand the two tablets of stone. Then the Lord descended in the cloud, stood with him there as he called on the name of the Lord. Then the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, "The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness and truth, showing mercy to a thousand generations, forgiving iniquity and transgression and sin, yet by no means leaving the guilty unpunished, but bringing the iniquity of the fathers upon the children and upon the children's children to the third and fourth generation." Then Moshe quickly bowed his head down to the earth and worshipped. He said, "If now I have found grace in your eyes, my Lord, let my Lord please go within our midst, even though this is a stiff-necked people. Pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your own inheritance." Then he said, "I am cutting a covenant. Before all your people, I will do wonders such as have not been done in all the earth or in any nation. All the people you are among will see the work of the Lord, for what I am going to do with you will be awesome. Obey what I am commanding you today. Behold, I am going to drive out the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites before you. Watch yourself and make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, or they will become a snare among you. Instead, you must break down their altars, smash their pillars, and cut down their Asherah poles. For you are to bow down to no other god, because the Lord is jealous for His name. He is a jealous God. See that you do not make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land. Otherwise, when they prostitute themselves with their gods and sacrifice to their gods, someone will invite you, and you will eat from their sacrifice. Do not take their daughters for your sons, for their daughters will prostitute themselves with their own gods and cause your sons to prostitute themselves with their gods. You are not to make for yourselves metal gods. You are to keep the feast of Matzot. For 7 days you are to eat Matzot as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month Aviv. For in the month Aviv you came out from Egypt. Every firstborn of the womb is mine, and from all your cattle you are to sanctify the males, the firstborn of the ox and sheep. A firstborn donkey you are to redeem with a lamb, but if you do not redeem it, then you are to break its neck. You must redeem all your firstborn sons. No one should appear before me empty-handed. For 6 days you will work, but on the seventh day you will rest. During plowing time and harvest, you must rest. You are to observe the feast of Shavuot, which is the first fruits of the wheat harvest, as well as the feast of ingathering at the turn of the year. 3 times during the year, all your males are to appear before the Lord God, God of Israel. For I am going to cast out nations before you, then enlarge your territory. So no one will covet your land when you go up to appear before the Lord your God 3 times in the year. You are not to offer the blood of my sacrifice with chametz, nor should the sacrifice of the Passover festival remain until the morning. You are to bring the choicest first fruits of your land to the house of the Lord your God. You must not boil a kid in its mother's milk. That was Exodus 34, verse 1 through 26. And now we'll be reading Numbers 28, 19 through 25, which I'm sure by this time of the Feast of Passover, you are quite familiar with. But here it comes to remind us yet again. You are to offer to the Lord burnt offering by fire, 2 young bulls, 1 ram and 7 male lambs a year old. They are to be flawless. You are to offer their grain offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah per bull, 2/10 per ram, and 1/10 per each of the 7 lambs, plus 1 goat for a sin offering to atone for yourselves. In addition to the morning burnt offering and regular burnt offering, you are to offer these. Just like this, you are to offer each day for 7 days the food to be offered by fire for each day as a pleasing aroma to the Lord, beside the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. On the 7th day, you are to have a sacred assembly, and you are to do no laborious work. That was Numbers 28, verse 19 through 25. And now we move on to our portion today from the prophets, which is Isaiah 44. But now, listen, Yaakov, my servant, Israel, whom I have chosen. Thus says the Lord who made you and formed you from the womb, who will help you. Do not fear, Yaakov, my servant, Yeshurun, whom I have chosen. For I will pour water on the thirsty land and streams on the dry ground. I will pour my spirit on your offspring and my blessing on your descendants. They will spring up among the grass like willows by flowing streams. This one will say, I am the Lord's. That one will be called by the name Yaakov. Another will write on his hand, the Lord's, and I will take the name Israel. Thus says the Lord, Israel's King and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and the last, and there is no God beside me. Who is like me? Let him proclaim and announce it. Let him arrange it in order for me, as I established the ancient nation. Let them declare to them what is coming and future events. Do not dread or be afraid. Have I not told you and declared it long ago? So you are my witnesses. Is there any God beside me? Is there any other rock? I know of none. Those who fashion idols are empty. Their precious things do not profit. Their witnesses do not see or know, so they will be put to shame. Who fashions a god or casts an idol for no profit? Behold, all his friends will be ashamed, for the craftsmen are only human. Let them all assemble, let them stand up, let them dread, let them be put to shame together. The blacksmith takes a tool and works with it over the coals, fashioning it with hammers and working it with his strong arm. Yet, when he is hungry, his strength fails. When he drinks no water, he gets tired. A carpenter stretches out a line. He marks it with a pencil. He shapes it with planes. He marks it with a compass. He shapes it like the figure of a man, like the beauty of a man, so that it may sit in a shrine. He chops down cedars for himself, or he takes a cypress or an oak. He lets it go strong among the trees of the forest. He plants a pine, and rain nourishes it. Then it is something for a man to burn. So he takes one of them and warms himself. He also makes a fire to bake bread. He also makes a god and worships it. He makes an idol and bows before it. He burns half of it in the fire. With this half he eats meat. He roasts a roast and is satisfied. He also warms himself and says, "Ah, I am warm. I have seen the fire." Yet with the rest he makes a god, his carved image. He falls down before it and worships. He even prays to it and says, "Deliver me, for you are my God." They do not know or understand, for he smeared over their eyes so they cannot see, and their hearts so they cannot understand. No one reflects in his heart with no knowledge or discernment to say, "I burned half of it in the fire, and I also baked bread on its coals. I roasted meat and ate, and then I make the rest of it an abomination? Should I bow before a block of wood?" He is feeding on ashes. A deceived heart has led him astray. So he cannot deliver his soul, nor say, "Isn't what is in my right hand a fraud?" Remember these things, Yaakov and Israel, for you are my servant. I formed you. You are my servant. Israel, you will not be forgotten by me. I have blotted out your transgressions like a thick cloud, and your sins like a mist. Return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heavens, for the Lord has done it. Shout, depths of the earth. Break forth into singing, mountains, forest, and every tree in it. For the Lord has redeemed Yaakov and will be glorified through Israel. Thus says the Lord, your Redeemer, who formed you from the womb. I am the Lord, maker of all things, stretching out the heavens alone and spreading the earth abroad by myself, causing the omens of boasters to fail, making fools of diviners, turning wise men backward and making their knowledge foolish, while confirming the word of his servant, fulfilling the counsel of his messengers, saying of Yerushalayim, "She will be lived in," and the cities of Yehuda, "They will be built, and I will raise up their ruins," while saying to the deep, "Be dry, I will dry up your rivers," while saying of Cyrus, "He is my shepherd, and he shall fulfill all my purpose," while saying to Jerusalem, "You will be built, and to the temple your foundation will be laid." That was Isaiah chapter 44. And now our portion from the writings is Proverbs 24. Do not envy evil people, or desire to be with them, for their hearts contemplate violence, and their lips speak mischief. By wisdom a house is built, by understanding it is prepared, and by knowledge its rooms are filled with every rare and pleasing treasure. A wise man is strong, and a man of knowledge becomes even stronger. For with wise advice you wage war, and in many counselors there is victory. Wisdom is unattainable for a fool. He does not open his mouth at the gate. One who plots evil will be called a schemer. A foolish scheme is sin, and people detest a mocker. If you falter in a day of adversity, your strength is small. Rescue those being dragged off to death. Hold back those stumbling to slaughter. If you say, "Look, we didn't know this," won't he who weighs hearts perceive it? Won't he who guards your soul know it? Won't he repay each one according to his deeds? Eat honey, my son, for it is good. Eat honeycomb, is sweet to your taste. Likewise, know that wisdom is sweet to your soul. If you find it, there will be a future, and your hope will not be cut off. Do not lurk like the wicked near the dwelling of the righteous. Do not assault his home. For though the righteous one may fall 7 times, he gets up again. But the wicked stumble in adversity. Do not rejoice when your enemy falls, or let your heart be glad when he stumbles. Or the Lord may see it as evil in his eyes, and turn his wrath away from him. Do not be upset because of evil people, or be envious of the wicked, for the evil person has no future, and the lamp of the wicked will be snuffed out. My son, fear the Lord and the king, and do not associate with rebels, for their destruction will arise suddenly, and who knows the ruin both the Lord and the king can bring. These sayings are also from the wise. Partiality in judgment is not good. Whoever tells the guilty, "You are innocent," people curse him and nations revile him. But for those who convict the guilty, there will be delight. Good blessing will come upon them. An honest answer is like a kiss on the lips. Finish your outdoor work and get your fields ready. After that, build your house. Do not be a witness against your neighbor without cause, and do not deceive with your lips. Do not say, "I will do to him what he has done to me. I will pay him back for his deed." I passed by the field of the slacker, by the vineyard of one lacking judgment. Surprisingly, it was all overgrown with thorns. The ground was covered with weeds, and its stone wall was broken down. Then I took to heart what I observed and learned a lesson from what I saw. A little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep. Then your poverty comes tramping in, and your need like an armed soldier. That was Proverbs 24. And now for our last portion today, it is going to be from the Apostles, and it is 2 Peter chapter 3. Loved ones, this is now the second letter that I am writing to you. In both, I am trying to stir you up by way of a reminder to wholesome thinking. To remember the words previously proclaimed by the holy prophets and the commandment of our Lord and Savior through your emissaries. First of all, understand that in the last days, scoffers will come scoffing, following after their own desires, and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? Ever since the fathers died, everything goes on just as it has from the beginning of creation." For in holding to this idea, it escapes their notice that the heavens existed long ago, and the earth was formed out of water, and through water by the word of God. Through these, The world of that time was destroyed by being flooded with water. But by the same word, the present heavens and earth are being reserved for fire, kept until the day of judgment and the destruction of ungodly people. But don't forget this one thing, loved ones, that with the Lord one day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years are like one day. The Lord is not slow in keeping his promise, as some consider slowness. Rather, he is being patient toward you, not wanting anyone to perish, but for all to come to repentance. But the day of the Lord will come like a thief. On that day, the heavens will pass away with a roar, and the elements will melt and disintegrate, and the earth and everything done on it shall be exposed. Since all these things are to be destroyed in this way, what kind of people should you be? Live your lives in holiness and godliness, looking for and hastening the coming of the day of God. In that day, the heavens will be dissolved by fire, and the elements will melt in the intense heat. But in keeping with his promise, we look for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness dwells. Therefore, loved ones, while you are looking for these things, make every effort to be found in Shalom, spotless and blameless before him. Bear in mind that the patience of our Lord means salvation, just as our dearly loved brother Paul also wrote to you with the wisdom given to him. He speaks about these matters in all of his letters. Some things in them are hard to understand, which the ignorant and unstable twist, as they also do with the rest of Scripture, to their own destruction. Since you already know all this, loved ones, be on your guard so that you are not led astray by the error of the lawless and lose your footing. Instead, keep growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Yeshua the Mashiach. To him be the glory, both now and to the day of eternity. Amen. That was 2 Peter chapter 3. And if you are reading through the Apostles twice in this year, you'll be reading Matthew 12, 1 through 21 today also. And that concludes our readings for today, for Sunday, the 6th day of Passover. And so I'll just sign off by wishing you all Chag Sameach, happy Passover, and Shalom to you from Israel. Until next time.